route pour moi faire. Qui compte me prendre caché? Tout le monde a fait trembler. Oh, je ne peux pas vous marcher.
Ah, mais là, non, c'est moi, maman.
Nous sommes tous liberté. Mes personnages qui jouaient dans la pièce là. Pour liberté, c'était Jean-Jacques Clark, parent. Clélie dit parent, c'est Anaïs et Michael. Maître Mara, c'était Alain Picard, parent. Joseph Pété, parent, yon. Enregistrement est fait dans le studio Radio Soleil. Montaïla, c'était Jude Jean-Louis. Réalisation, frère parent à Radio Soleil. Merci mes amis pour tout temps ça que nous sommes passés ensemble.
Ah ouais, c'est sous notre ça. N'avait dit ou merci, vous êtes avec nous. Rendez-vous semaine prochaine. Hein? Nous parlons là, c'est fou. Semaine prochaine, allez, bye bye.
La ligne claire, les étoiles, yo tes témoins, yo tout a gardé. Tartan, yo t'y côté, Martinique caché. Pour si mélanger, baille sa grand besoin.
So hastily denied, bleeding in the Can't keep my cock in your face or mouth or whatever. Yeah, man. You can buy some more. Hey, man, rest in peace.
Third Ward, your first question. What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you. And it go a little something like this. Run away, run away, run away.
Now little Lisa's only 9 years old. She's trying to figure out why the world is so cold. Why she's all alone and they never met her family. Mama's always gone and she never met her daddy. Part of her is missing and nobody'll listen. Mama's on drugs, getting high up in the kitchen. Bringing home in at different hours of the night. Starting with some laughs, usually ending in a fight. Sneaking in a room when her mama's knocked out. Trying to have his way and little Lisa says ouch. She tries to resist but then all he does is beat her. Tries to tell her mom but her mama don't believe her. Lisa stuck up in the world on her own. Forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get some clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back.
Like this.
Old. She's steady trying to figure why the world is so cold. Why she's not pretty and nobody seems to like her. Alcoholic stepdad always wanna strike her. Yells and abuses, leaves her with some bruises. Teachers ask questions, she's making up excuses. Bleeding on the inside, crying on the out. It's only one girl really knows what she's about. Her name is Little Stacy and they become friends. Promise that they'll always be tight till the end. Until one day Little Stacy gets shot. A drive-by bullet went straight up on a block. Now Nicole stuck up in the world on her own. Forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get her clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back. Old. She's steady trying to figure why the world is so cold. So she pops X to get rid of all the pain. Plus she's having sex with a boy who's 16. Emotions run deep and she thinks she's in love. So there's no protection, he's using no glove. Never thinking about the consequences of her actions. Living for today and not tomorrow's satisfaction. The days go by and her belly gets big. The father bails out, he ain't ready for a kid. Knowing her mama will blow it all out of proportion. Plus she lives poor, so no money for abortion. Erica is stuck up in the world on her own. Forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get her clothes and pack. She says she about to run away and never come back.
You going through, ladies? Sometimes I feel like running away myself. So do me a favor right now and close your eyes and picture us running away together. When we come back, everything's gonna be okay.
Hello, everyone. It is 8:18. Welcome to Songs from the Squid Pod on air. I'm Eugenia. I'm your DJ for tonight. Thanks for joining us on this kind of gloomy afternoon. I hope everyone has had a good weekend, getting ready for the week ahead. I'm looking forward to spending the time with you guys. We just heard Beyonce's Pretty Hurts and then a throwback to about 2008, Runaway Love with Ludacris featuring Mary J. Blige. Again, this is WMFO in Medford, and I'm looking forward to DJing with you guys today. So it's kind of been rainy and it's kind of been on and off with the weather a little bit. That's a little strange for me, but it's kind of put me in this mood about, you know, the summer being a time of really great fun with friends, but also just a time where you can reflect and kind of enjoy like the slower paced movements of school or, you know, just of your environment, of your space, especially here on the Hill of Tufts. You know, we are, it's a pretty rigorous program once you get started. So this summer, it's a really great opportunity to relax, kick back, work on something that you really want to work on, and just kind of self-improvement. So I'm around this summer too, hanging out, doing some work. I'm really loving spending school here in Boston. I have some really great, I'm on a restaurant search for the best guacamole, and it doesn't count if it's from Chipotle. It's got to be the real, you know, cut up in front of me kind of guacamole. So I'll keep you guys posted on that if I figure out, have any more updates. So next we're going to hear some Beyonce, and then we're going to take you back to some Alicia Keys. Enjoy, everyone.
Goes around, comes back around. Hey, my baby. I say what goes around, comes back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around, comes back around. There was a time I thought
Cups of the rosé, bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy, but I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad.
It's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up, I've been talking crazy, girl. I'm lucky that you picked up, lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come?
While I hold your hurt back, her white friend said you niggas crazy. I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that. Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Yeah.
If they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
right, everyone, that was Marvin's Room by Drake, one of my all-time favorites, especially on a day like today. So I wanted to go over one thing that really stood out to me today while checking social media and all those things. Unfortunately, there was a shooting. It's on headlines everywhere, so I'm sure many people have heard about it already, but at least 50 people were killed today. This morning in Orlando in a gay nightclub. And I guess the gunman had been a registered security officer, so he was able to purchase a rifle and handgun, but oh gosh, this is just a very devastating situation. I think that in our country today, there are so many issues against minorities and hate crimes, and I think that they just really need to be more addressed better, and you know, with more caution, so that we have the ability to prevent them from happening. You know, how many gun incidents do we need to have before, you know, we really bring some serious change immediately? I think that this is just such a horrible situation, and you know, at the beginning of the summer, it's really hard to, you know, stay level-minded about these things when these things happen these days, because you know, a month ago something else happened, and 2 months before that something else happened, and you know, it seems like the answer is so simple. So I'm just on the show today kind of hoping for some sort of breakthrough that we're gonna have very soon, because 50 lives, you know, we don't need any more, you know, lives like this being taken away for no reason. So anyway, if you have opinions on this topic, you know, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to call in, 617-627-3800. We can talk on the air about, you know, what does this mean for you? What reflection can we do because of this? And, you know, when are we going to get the change that we want or need? Honestly, we need it. So I'd love to hear from you guys. So next up, I have one called Toy Soldiers, which kind of reminds me of, you know, Rising Above. It's Eminem's song. And, you know, Eminem definitely went through a lot of hurt. That is one person who has a really incredible story about how, like, he rose to fame and, like, his living situations. And this song is kind of one of those really thoughtful, deep songs that I'd like to share today in the wake of this, this news. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you so much.
Who never blows his composure, even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. I ain't never supposed to show it, my crew ain't supposed to know it. Even if it means going toe-to-toe with the Benzino, it don't matter. I never drag them in battles that I can handle unless I absolutely have to. I'm supposed to set an example, I need to be the leader. My crew looks for me to guide them. If some shit ever just pop off, I'm supposed to be beside them. That job said I tried to squash it, it was too late to stop it. There's a certain line you just don't cross, and he crossed it. I heard him say Haley's name on the song, and I just lost it. It was crazy, this shit went way beyond some Jay-Z and Nas shit. And even though the battle was won, I feel like we lost it. I spent so much energy on it, honestly I'm exhausted. And I'm so caught in it, I almost feel I'm the one who caused it. This ain't what I'm in hip-hop for, it's not why I gotten it. That was never my object, for someone to get killed. Why
what I wanna destroy, something I helped build. It wasn't my intentions, my intentions were good. I went through my whole career without ever mentioning. Never just out of respect for not running my mouth and talking about something that I knew nothing about. Frustrated told me stay out. This wasn't my beef, so I did. I just fell back, watched and gritted my teeth while he's all over TV. Now I'm talking to a man who literally saved my life. Like, fuck it, I understand. This is business, and this shit just isn't none of my business. But still knowing this shit could pop off at any minute. Say a rhyme and wouldn't have to worry about one of your people dying. But now it's elevated, cause once you put someone's kids in it, the shit gets escalated. It ain't just words no more, is it? It's a different ballgame. You call names and you ain't just rapping. We actually tried to stop the 50 and Javi from happening. Me and Dre had sat with him, kicked it and had a chat with him, and asked him not to start it. He wasn't gonna go after him until Josh started gapping. In magazines how we stabbed him. Fuck it. Smash him, mash on him, let him have it. Meanwhile, my attention's pulled in another direction. Some receptionist at the source who answers phones at his desk has an erection for me and thinks that I'll be his resurrection. Tries to blow the dust off his mic and make a new record. But now he's fucked the game up, cause one of the ways I came up was through that publication, the same one that made me famous. Now the owner of it has got a grudge against me for nothing. Well, fuck it, that motherfucker could get it too. Fuck him, man. But I'm so busy being pissed off, I don't stop to think that we just inherited 50's beef with Murder Inc. And he's inherited mine, which is fine. Ain't like either of us mind. We still have soldiers that's on the front line. He's willing to die for us as soon as we give the orders. Never to extort us, strictly to show they support us. Or maybe shout him out and a rapper up in the chorus to show him we love him back and let him know how important it is to have Runyon Avenue soldiers up in our corners. The loyalty to us is worth more than any award is. But I ain't trying to have none of my people heard or murdered. It ain't worth it, I can't think of a perfect way to word it. Then you just say that I love y'all too much to see the verdict. I'll walk away from it all before I let it go any further. But don't get it twisted, it's not a plea that I'm copping. I'm just willing to be the bigger man if y'all can quit popping off at your jaws with a knocking. Cause frankly I'm sick of talking. I'm not gonna let someone else's coffin rest on my conscience.
Everyone, we're back on air. I'm Eugenia. I'm playing in sub for Savoir, and this is Songs from the Squid Pod. Now, I did want to make a public service announcement that, you know, just for everyone to be careful out there during the summertime. Drinking and driving is a serious cause of many injuries and death, and I just wanted to put that on the air that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. That is very dangerous. I also did want to mention that I had a caller call in during our last song. He wanted to recognize the small things that people like us are doing to protest the use of guns irresponsibly. Like Hamilton, the Broadway performance is now thinking about taking off all use of muskets and guns on the show or during the performance. Now, Hamilton is a Broadway performance, very famous. Lin-Manuel Miranda created it after reading about one of our founding fathers, the youngest one, the scrappiest one. And it's one of my personal favorites. And this caller wanted to share that there is an article stating that Hamilton's going to try to protest these acts by taking away all use of fake guns on the scene, just to make a message. And he's right, the caller. Thanks, Ed from New Jersey. The caller said, you know, people are trying to do things to make, you know, to make a difference, to send a message, to stand up, because that's what gives us hope, you know, in these things, in these situations. So that was a really great point. And I'm so glad that he called to share that information with us. Now, the next song that I'm looking to play is one of another one of my favorites by Ariana Grande. She has a great kind of range of songs and a range of all things. A lot of people think of Ariana Grande as like a smaller Mariah Carey or like a younger Mariah Carey, because she's incredibly talented. She has this amazing range. So I'm going to try to play some songs for you guys so that you can kind of get a sense of what I'm talking about. I hope everyone's enjoying their Sunday night, and I'm Eugenia, and here we go back on the air.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin on my neck. I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin on my day.
I singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the line of a dark black.
Cloudy, there is still a light that
shine on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
And that was Let It Be by the Beatles, one of the classics. I just thought in the wake of the Orlando shooting to play some maybe, you know, inspiring songs that inspire me. I have this last one from one of my all-time favorite artists, Michael Jackson. And, you know, his Man in the Mirror just has such a message, and you know, it's kind of uplifting, and, you know, he's just so incredibly talented. We lost him too soon, I always say. But anyway, I'm going to honor Michael, and I'm going to honor, you know, the 50 people who were killed and the 53 that were injured and anyone else who's been affected. But I think that, you know, it's all about keeping our spirits up, but I think this song is a good, you know, beginning to that pathway. So I hope everyone enjoys. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Eugenia, and it's 8:52 p.m. right now.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken